More than 50 people have died in a stampede during the funeral procession of Iranian General Qasem Soleimani. The deaths come as Iran's foreign minister says his nation's retaliation will be in proportion to the killing of the top Iranian general who died in a US airstrike in Baghdad. Here's Middle East correspondent Adam Harvey.
3 days of mourning has ended in more grief in Qasem Soleimani's hometown of Kerman in the country's southeast. Mourners died in the crush as a huge crowd pressed in to try to get a last glimpse of Soleimani's coffin before the general's burial. The deaths postponed the burial and come to a nation already seething with anger. The fury has been stoked by Donald Trump's latest threat to attack cultural sites. The head of Iran's Revolutionary Guards, Hossein Salami, spoke to the crowd. I say to our enemies that we will take revenge, but if they take another step, we will set fire to the places that they love, and they know where these places are. The chant says, "Death to Israel." US Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Iran's cultural sites won't be attacked. He's also scoffed at claims by Iraq's prime minister that Soleimani was killed while on a diplomatic mission.
Is there any history that would indicate that it was remotely possible that this kind gentleman, this diplomat of great order, Qasem Soleimani, had traveled to Baghdad for the idea of conducting a peace mission?
Iran's foreign minister addressed the US public via an interview with CNN.
This is state terrorism. This is an act of aggression against Iran. And it amounts to an armed attack against Iran. And we will respond. But we will respond proportionately, not disproportionately, because we are committed to law. We are law-abiding people. We're not lawless like President Trump.
Javed Zarif said it's clear that the US must leave the Middle East.
He has enraged the people of our region. He has killed people of this region. He has spent $1 trillion. He said that the US had wasted $7 trillion in our region. He has added another trillion. Is the United States more secure today because of that? The United States has to wake up to the reality that the people of this region are enraged, that the people of this region want the United States out, and the United States cannot stay in this region with the people of the region not wanting it anymore.
The foreign minister says he had planned on speaking to the UN General Assembly in New York, but claims the US has refused him a visa. This is Adam Harvey in Beirut for AM.